Hello.
Hey, Felicia.
Yes.
The patient, it's Arlita. The patient I just spoke with him, he's like, oh, well, I decided to keep who I have for right now. Like, okay, you know, I'll, you know, if you need somebody, let me know.
Right.
So he changed his mind, but I like I said, I got an eye out for you guys.
Okay. Yep. Thank
because,
you so much.
Yeah, I just I don't understand. I don't get it.
Like that family, I don't, the
grandson. This family did this over the summer.
Yeah. Like I told them, I said, I don't know what y'all think these people, they think you are a maid. I'm not no maid. They want you to wash walls. That's not my job. Like, I'm already extended because y'all don't do nothing with him. Y'all don't go to the doctors with him. Y'all don't do nothing. Like, absolute, when I say nothing, nothing. Don't bring them nothing to eat or nothing. It's crazy. It's so crazy that, and but they could go and do everything else, take them beer and all that kind of stuff and take them to the bank to get money, but they can't, they won't feed them. They won't do nothing. Food shop or nothing. I haven't even talked to him, and I know it's weird that I haven't even talked to him because he, Mr. Galloway, he normally on point, but I guess he said, well, I'm going to do what they say. I said, it's fine. I understand. I understand. But I'm not there to wipe walls and all. If he asked me to go to the store and all that market, stuff like that, that's the stuff he be wanting me to, what am I doing today? And he'll tell me. But like I said, you know how family is. They want to come in. They was just trying to put him in a nursing home in March of last year.
Why, though? Like that,
because they don't want to deal with him.
If they don't want to deal with him, then leave him alone.
That's what I said. Leave him alone. But, yeah. So I said, it's fine. I said, and they still text me, where this at, what we do with this, how we do this, how we, ask him, he know, and I hate to be mean, and I don't be wanting to mean, but I said, you know what, then where his appointments, where his doctor's office at, y'all don't know nothing, I ain't been doing it for the last 4 years.
And that's what I would text back.
Yeah,
well,
I said.
And that would be the end of that, because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I told the grandson, I said, I'm telling you now, get power. His grandson is his power attorney, Shaquille. I said, I'm telling you now, because the kids, his kids, not his grandkids, his kids was trying to put him in a nursing home. And I said, Shaquille, your grandfather is still able and willing body to do stuff for himself. I said, so I advise you, if you don't want your grandfather in a nursing home, get paperwork. I said, get power of attorney. And I know somebody who do it. They did the power of attorney, made him power of attorney and all that. I said, but because if not, they're going to put him in a nursing home. And they're going to do what they want to do. And your grandfather is not going to live that long because he's independent. So that's what he did. Put him in, he made him power of attorney. But like I said, even if they call me back, I wouldn't go back because that daughter, she nasty, and I be done put hands on it. It ain't going to be nice. So, nope, it's best that y'all got it. Y'all say what y'all said. And like I said, y'all could have even came in and talked to me. Nobody don't come there. They go there, have little parties and stuff. When I get in there the next day, it's stuff everywhere. Like, y'all don't need to clean up behind y'all self. So how y'all going to clean up behind him? So it's fine. It's okay. I said, God knows what he was doing. I needed a break anyway, because I've been going strong for 4 years. So it is what it is.
I'm concerned about the patient. Oh, my goodness.
I am, too. I'm very concerned because, like I said, for them to make a drastic move like that, and the grandson works, so I don't know what they going to do. Like, I don't know if they letting a family member do it or they getting somebody else that's going to come in and from the agency and do it. But he is very particular, and he not going to trust nobody with a key. He can't walk down the hall or nothing like that to open the door because the way the apartment is, you got to have a key to get in get in the apartment building to get to his building. And if ain't nobody there, then they going to be standing outside because you don't have a key. And he just started trusting me within like 2 years after I stayed with him. He gave me a key. So, and I've been there almost 4 years now, so. But, yeah, I trust me, he if he still got his phone or whatever, and he able to call or whatever. He probably still call, but I don't know what's going on with that. Like I said, I don't know if somebody lost their job and they feel like, oh, I could do it now because I ain't working or whatever. It's something on that line because these people don't never show up, never. Like I said, the grandson might pop up every now and then, but pretty much if he pop up, he coming to get some money. And that's it. And I'd be like, Mr. Galloway, you went out yesterday morning, yesterday evening. He'd be like, yeah, my grandson came. You know how them kids is. They need a couple dollars. I said, okay. And they came and took you to go get a couple dollars, but they can't come and bring you something to eat every now and then or nothing like that. I said, that's crazy. But I leave it alone. But I thank you for keeping me and my daughter in the loop. And, you know, like I said, if you find something for us, Monday through Friday, she, right now, she'll take anything because her regular job is cut her hours down. So if she could do anything from 11 to maybe 4 or something like that. And,
okay.
Or even later that, in that, and even in her area where she lives at. So just, you know, reach out to her too because she lives down North Philly. So she might, okay, she might just find somebody down there too. But thank you so much. And
you're welcome.
Just keep me in the loop, okay?
I will.
And let me know, so what I got to do about my insurance.
When was the last day you worked? I don't know how to do your insurance if you don't have any income.
Can I pay it myself?
Let me call corporate, and I'm going to call you right back. Actually,
right.
She just emailed me, so this may be a good time to call her. All right, I'm going to call you right back.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.